Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So, today on Drive Moment, I don't know. I think Skumba came up with this
one. Yeah, it sounds Skumberish.
Yeah. How comfortable are you with sharing a bathroom with people? The bathroom, of course, is the one space in the world that everyone needs. It's the space where you freshen up, do your business. I don't know what kind of business is that, tenders, and feel like a brand new person. This is where we find the wash basin, the bathy, the shower, and the toilet. And not everyone, by the way, is privileged enough to have their own bathroom space. And the reality for many of us is that we have to share these spaces. I mean, talk about me. I come from a family of seven siblings, a father and a mother. Already there's nine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with black people, you can always have nieces and nephews coming to visit. So there's like 15 people already.
Yeah.
And you have only... We didn't have a bathroom toilet. Let me put it that way. It's not a toilet. Uh-huh. If in that household could have been a food poisoning, there's going to be some furniture move if it happens.
Yes, come back.
Oh, no. And
personally, I really don't have an issue with it. But the issue is when, you know, like when you buy a place, I'm always conscious of, I want two bedroom, two bath. So that if there's a visitor, you have a visitor and they happen to have diarrhea, at least they've got their own space. You have your own bathroom, right?
Mm.
And you know, when you go to Limpopo, that N1's company is busy with buses and trucks. And some of these garages, this is where the buses offload like 100 people. Can you imagine you're pressed and you want to go to the bathroom, and then kuza le bus ka patsiri ya kuvenda patsiri offload abantu abayi 100 and mabaphuma bayagijima.
Yeah, because they know there's going to be a queue.
Boom, get it. Boom, 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 boom. You're like, dang.
And we're not just...
What am I supposed to do?
We're not even talking about the toilet or using the toilet. You're talking using the bathroom.
Yeah.
Now, my son, I don't know why we must share the bathroom now. This morning, Kabe una step is like a step nyana so that he can be taller and be able to use the sink.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, since the sink, because first of all, he toothpaste like it go everywhere there. So I love my bathroom clean. Tiny clean, like this. If there's one space,
so he comes to your bedroom,
like your ensuite.
Yeah. You ensuite.
Oh, an ensuite in one.
Oh, of course.
This is not about.
So, if you get ensuite,
who doesn't have an ensuite?
Many of us don't have it.
I regret.
Okay, ensuite.
So Lendwana, he has a step nyan where he can climb the step and use and when it's done, he leaves the bathroom
in a mess.
Because now mina mangvuka mangfuna bathroom fanele ngishifte steps akhe kan ngikini sink yam, because already there's toothpaste everywhere
and it's stinky.
And toothbrush yakhe encane, it's everywhere. If it's the mirror, you stick a mirror. If it's the shower door, you stick a shower door. That's just, and that really irritates me. That's why I don't want to use a bathroom navanya band. I don't even want to talk about Leah McGarage again. Just talking Leah Sendlini. No, man, no.
But generally, you are sharing bathroom space, because I mean, you and your spouse will share the same space, and maybe you don't have the same habit. So even if Snagonke was using the bathroom that he's supposed to, but I'm saying that generally we are sharing that space.
Yeah.
Unless you live alone,
then
your bathroom is yours.
True.
The only time you get to share it if there's visitors. But if you're married, you have kids, or you have any form of family, no matter how big your house is, not everybody has their own bathroom facilities. There's sometimes even between bana, like really big houses will have a bathroom for the kids, a bathroom for the visitors, but the kids are sharing that space. I have outgrown all of them. I have accepted, guys. Khanya broke the glass shower. I haven't replaced it yet, because honestly I just feel like he'll break the next one as well.
Toilet,
you know, Mamela, wabana walk-in shower, right?
Yeah.
And I mean just the
only
the
walk-in
screen.
Shower.
Oh, shush, man.
You have a walk-in shower? Oh. Okay. So
I'm trying to explain the shower. You know, it's got just that glass as a screen, yes. right? I don't know what my dear son was doing. For whatever reason, yes, Khanya is tall, but I don't think he's that tall. He touched the overhead shower. Get one of the shower echo dim.
Yeah.
So how we touch it, you are detaching the screen. So yeah, now he pushes a codim, screen is a detacher from the shower head. The way I was so scared, guys, because I thought my son was dead. Because it doesn't leak him. So how you were, it causes a ruckus. Like you feel like the whole house is falling. And I haven't replaced it ever since.
And you don't have a reason or maybe to replace anything?
Because I like walk-in showers. To replace it and risk him being hurt. Behavior or at 9. But sharing bathroom spaces is really tricky.
Do you enjoy sharing your gym bathroom?
There's so many people.
Other
people are doing disgusting things. It is just awkward. Forget about the gym.
And the ladies. You know, we've got these pads that we use for our faces.
Yes, yes.
Motota tone. Abasiya peremo.
Disgusting.
And you're just like, but it's your dirty.
Dude, and there's a rubbish bin just there, ne?
Guys, yo, and just like a bathroom. I want to take Erkanska at bathroom. Yako, Jimmy. You shower. You're using a very soapy shower gel.
Yeah.
When you leave the shower, there's soap everywhere. Why don't you rinse the shower, though?
Nah, they don't.
You know the next person is coming. Rinse. It's soapy.
Now you're using that person's soap physically.
Now you have to run the water for the next 2 minutes. Just to rinse the soap. So shared spaces are incredible.
So how comfortable are you with shared bathrooms, both in private and public spaces? Do you have to share a bathroom at home? Who do you share the bathroom with? Who do you share the bathroom? So there you go. Send us a voice note. That's it.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I actually don't mind sharing bathroom with my family members or my visitors. With my family members, I believe that they know how should we leave the bathroom. So they know the rules. They know it should always be clean. But the problem is when we go out to public spaces, the toilets was a mess, like mess. Eli higher grade, you could smell urine all over. So next time maybe I'm gonna buy VIP ticket because air public it was a mess.
So when I go to Devon July, I don't consume a lot of water because I get it, they've got those higher toilets.
Yeah.
And as the day progresses and people start getting drunk, those toilets with all the designer clothes people are wearing, become a mess. Hotola na busi siba squatting is two kapela lapo bunu mte wao. Yeba dot. Hey.
Sekunjalo.
Now but you said I'm a squat sila kapela. Because it's packed and people are pressed.
Yep.
You don't know what to do. So usually when I'm there, Devon July, I'm in, I play and I'm out of there. Now after 6, I under 7 o'clock. Basa shama champagne. They don't even use those toilets.
They squat.
They squat.
Tell us more. In what way?
And it's a good story.
They're exercising all their expertise they've learned from the gym.
The balance. Because they're going up and down those stairs. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Wow, guys.
So remember what you learned at gym. Squat.
In your designer wear.
Squat.
No,
let
story.
Me see your booty do the yoga. Squat. Wow.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Drive moment. How comfortable are you with sharing bathrooms with people? We got some voice notes.
For me, sharing the space with family, it's not a problem. But I picked up lately, if we have like our family gatherings, I mean your extended families or maybe him jive, and then I had to rush quickly to the ladies' room. The next day, oh guys, I'm sick. I'm sick. I have like an infection. So I'm much cautious now. If niem chaivweni, I don't normally rush to the ladies' room. If I feel I'm gonna be pressed, I make sure that I excuse myself and go home, because at least that space, I feel much safer than using a space less as a public.
Like, I am very prone to infections. So, like, langhamba khona kumele ngihambe ne-sanitizer. It's very uncomfortable to share a toilet. You know, it's very uncomfortable. But fane ngihlale ngine-sanitizer. If I'm ne-sanitizer, I must make sure that I wipe the seat before ngihlale. So, ukushare a toilet very for me, nanje, I know.
I stop showering from the gym because I once saw somebody brushing their teeth in the gym. That is so disgusting. How do you brush your teeth in the shower at the gym? I see, man.
We are looking to move very soon, and Musk is Nizinda. We're like, yo, we are not compromising and sharing a bathroom with these kids because they leave things everywhere. They don't clean up after themselves. And it's boys. Who are these kids? Are filthy.
But you know what? I think if someone is brushing their teeth in the shower, it's not bad. People do the worst things in the shower, guys. Okay, it's not so bad. People do the worst things in the shower, like pee.
So I be like, I don't care what you do.
Do you know what I mean?
I know. Because the water is running.
Yes.
Right? So, yes, I can feel disgusted that you're doing a certain thing. But because the water is running, I don't have an issue. I have an issue with leftovers in the shower when you've got a running overhead.
Oh,
hey. Why are you not just rinsing the thing off? That's what I have it. Because I can't monitor who's peeing, who's brushing, who's doing this. I don't care about those things because I've accepted that they are out of my control. And whether I want it or not, it's not going, I can't change it, right? That's why we wear flops in the gym, because a lot happens in those showers, right?
So Andy was telling me that when, you know, she has this toilet, these toilet wipes or cover that you can actually buy, so that especially when you're using public toilets, you put it right on top of the toilet seat.
And then after that?
Then you
dispose.
Dispose. You know, and the funny thing about public toilets, Neskum, when you walk into a public, you are very cautious. I'm looking for something inside the toilet. You are hoping with
You're hoping with it clean. Yes. But at the same time, we received two voice notes, and both of them are talking about the infections.
Two infections, yeah.
You understand?
Yeah, that's why I think it was Oprah who said, "Dear, now I can go toilet." Well, even in her own house, she rolls up tissue so that I can, before it's anything.
Yeah.
Then there's no splashback, and there's no, you know, any of that kind of whatever. So I think that maybe could work with wipes that have like disinfectant. Lay them inside the bowl. Then when you sit, even if the water might not be too hygienic, at least there is like some disinfection happening. But that's so much admin just to go and pee, guys.
But we have to do it, you know, to protect yourself. But you remember, you guys were laughing at me when I said, when I go to the bathroom, if I'm going to do a number two, I will take a piece of tissue.
That I still don't understand.
So that my tail does not touch, the toilet.
The surface of the
which is very dangerous at the same time, because you can get infections from that.
Yeah. Because it swings. It can swing.
But you
guys are stubborn, man. I'm trying to. Because it can happen. But why are you so defensive?
It's okay. We don't need to know the gory details.
Is it gory?
It is gory.
Also,
leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
Ay, bona le of sharing the bathroom nabantu. I have the worst experience. Then a ploma going in Kasi, but it took same village. So Mestrashi Leda. So it's two tenants, we sharing the same bathroom shower. Lautilemen Sherana, yes, the main frustrated Leatut. Ishawa, it to Ramapata Pat. Ishi Utara La Papanzi, and as good to Tarolunga. ngaka kwenzakalani because I remember ngingambuza ukuthi mfethu why ungabi namaphacaphaca ayithu amanye washiye lapho eshaweni ukuthi at least usipanise wona mawuphumela phandle uphumele ngalawo manje yona lawo phacaphaca hamba ngawe stradeni ingene yoshawa ngawo angazi lawo thile yana mina mokhambani yes yes
we are one of when it comes to this thing yeah sharing bathrooms I stopped sharing bathrooms because I had a girl that I was sharing an apartment with and she would leave hers and her husband's filthy mess around. The bathtub would not be cleaned. Lady stuff would be left out there and underwears and all that. And I was like, you know what? I don't want to share anymore. I don't want to share a living space anymore. I would rather rent out a whole bachelor or a whole one bedroom by myself because this thing of sharing is not for me.
I'll share a bathroom with just about anyone. But so far, my worst experience of sharing a bathroom has been with a boy child. My son, it looks like he was swimming. Kore, I ask myself, how come there is so much water? If he can't contain his water in a bathtub, if it was back in the days and onaberekisa Vascom, how on earth was it going to be? I just don't understand. Like literally, Ngaro, he's just been in a swimming pool. Atwako bathroom.
Khomotso, you have a whole sponsor on Saturday that could easily fix your shower screen. Kantama sponsor awani, guys. I will call the sponsor how to just fix your shower screen, you know?
Yo, guys, office toilet, my goodness, is the worst. You know, when you're sharing a toilet with abantu base office, it's like you get to see ukuthi abanye abantu baphila kanjani endlini zabo because they feel, hey, why must I clean after myself? And I'm like, you made that mess. So what do you expect to clean after your mess? Your office toilet inkinga, a serious, serious problem. So mina ke nge ngithi groups a pick to matter to everybody ukuthi please guys clean after yourselves. We can't. No, we can't really.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Khomotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.